I'm Ethan. You're listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6. Today, we're at the Islands Volunteer Fair today. I'm with Brian from White Aviation Museum. Can you tell us a bit about what you do?
Right. At the museum, we have exhibits, displays, all sorts of things about the Isle of Wight heritage in aviation and aerospace, such things as a life-size replica of the Black Arrow rocket, which many people don't know that much about, but it was designed and built and tested on the Isle of Wight before being sent off to Woomera in Australia for launching, and in fact was the first proper rocket to put a satellite into space, and that satellite is still there. The nickname for it is Prospero, because at the point that it was launched into space, the government then decided to stop the project, the Black Arrow project. So we were at the forefront of satellite technology, and then the government decided that they'd end it. We've also, on the island, got a heritage about aeroplanes. We had a company called Saunders Roe, and they built all kinds of aeroplanes, mostly because of being next to the Solent. They were seaplanes, and one of the biggest seaplanes ever built, all metal ones, was the Princess, and that was built on the island by Saunders Roe. Four of them were built, though none of them exist now. They were all broken up, and it was designed to do intercontinental flying, so from England to South Africa, Australia, and things like that. Very luxurious flying. And that was shortly after the Second World War in the 1950s.
Cool, thank you. What types of activities can volunteers get involved with?
Right, we have a range of things that volunteers can do. One of the things when we're open during the summer season is to act as a museum guide and to take people around the museum, answer questions, that sort of thing. They don't need to have any particular knowledge of aeroplanes, aviation or rockets, because it's one of those things that you learn as you do it. I've learnt a huge amount about the Isle of Wight aviation just in the time I've been with the museum. We also have volunteers who do a lot of work through Men in Sheds in constructing the displays and putting everything together. And there's always work like that going on at the museum. And in the background, we need people to do administratively good things. We particularly would like to find some people who can look after our social media side, can do regular posts on Facebook and X, etc.
How do they get in contact if they can't get to the fair today?
Right. Easy way to get in contact is via an email. And it's a long name, but it's all one word, whiteaviationmuseum@gmail.com. And an email to that will be picked up, and further details can be sent out.
Finally, is there anything you else wanted to say?
Come along. Mondays and Tuesdays, even in winter, we're open. Anybody who's interested in the idea of being involved with the White Aviation Museum can come on a Monday and Tuesday. They'll be guaranteed at least a cup of tea or coffee and a few biscuits. And it's a good chance to meet people and to find out a lot more about what we do. On our stand, we're handing out little cards and leaflets which say more about visiting. But that's the main thrust of what we do, Ethan.
Thank you for talking to us today.
You're welcome.